I'm Glenn Richards, and joining us are two UF students who are also in the band Priscilla and also members of UF's Swamp Records, and they're going to be part of the Sunshine Music and Arts Festival, which is happening today at Heartwood Soundstage in downtown Gainesville. Michaela Keels is here. She's the bass player for Priscilla and Isabella Duncan. Bella is the vocalist and sax player for Priscilla.
Sure.
And as I mentioned, both members of Swamp Records here at UF, and both were a part of WUFT Amplified when Priscilla was on episode 7 of season 3. What was that, back in November?
I think it was, yeah, when it aired, yeah.
Yeah, when it aired, and yeah. It's going to air again this coming April.
Nice.
Because we like to do that. So, and besides that, you're also the social media coordinator for Heartwood Soundstage, right?
I am, yeah.
You're very busy people.
This is true.
So, thank you for being here and taking time to tell us about this festival. So this is the second annual festival, and you created it.
Yeah, it was kind of just a good excuse to like get to showcase all of my artistic friends, you know, like artistic in every capacity. Like we have vendors who are showcasing their art that are friends of ours. We had artists the first year who like bands the first year that are also our close friends, and it was just a really great excuse to play a show at First Mag, because we also love First Mag. Combine that with, you know, all of our friends getting to showcase and sell their art, combined with all of our friends getting to play their music at the same place. Yeah, I think it was worth all the coordination to give all of our friends a platform like that.
And you are obviously both very involved in the arts community in Gainesville. How did that get started? First of all, where do you guys hail from? Where are you from?
I am from Tarpon Springs, Florida, mm-hmm. which for anybody else, I would say Tampa, Florida, but for the niche crowd who maybe knows where that is and maybe knows for the Sponge Docks or the Marching Band or something like that, I was a part of both of those things.
I'm from Melbourne, Florida.
Opposite coast.
Yes, yeah. Opposite coast.
And how'd you two meet?
Well, we met because we were the only two undergraduate women in the university jazz band our freshman year, and I decided I needed to be friends with this girl.
us girls have to stick together, show each other our outfits and such, make sure that they're up to par for the concerts.
So this is the second year, and what have you got on tap?
Well, this year, given that it's the second year, I wanted to make it way bigger, because that's what you do, right? You can't just keep it at one
go bigger,
flat level.
Go home.
Yeah, absolutely. we've invited Jacob Sigman from Detroit, who is actually going to be our headliner for this, and we're actually going on a bit of a weekend tour with him after this. He is an awesome like pop indie. I think people have described him as like French indie.
French indie.
I'm not quite sure what that is.
I'm not familiar with that genre.
No, me neither. It's okay. Like pop, soul, electronic, that sort of thing. He's been on Jimmy Fallon, weirdly enough, for their, like, you know the part where they bring up a couple artists and they have to impromptu make a song about some random subject?
Mm-hmm.
His subject was,
it was the
we're
pool.
Only friends because you have a pool. So that was what he was given, and he had to write a song, like, within about an hour, I believe, and perform it on Jimmy Fallon.
I've been and, that person.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Sorry to say, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Kind of.
The person who had to write the song or the person who had the pool?
No, the person who was friends with somebody who had a pool.
Nice. So, yeah, we're incredibly grateful to have someone like that playing this festival, because obviously our social media account is one of the main platforms we have to reach out to people. Mm-hmm. I just ended up sending him a message and was like, hey, if you wanted to come to Florida and play a couple shows with us, we have this festival we would love to have you for. And he, don't know why he said yes, because Gainesville on a Thursday, Tampa at this cool brewery, you know, Orlando at a DIY venue, but like he's never been to Florida before. I have no idea why he said yes, but I am so incredibly grateful.
That's awesome. Well, he probably looked up your band and was like, oh, they're cool. I want to play with them.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And then the art market, we've made like about 2 times bigger. I think we had about 23, 24 vendors last year, and this year we have almost 40.
So doors open at 5.
They do.
And the show starts at 6?
I believe it does, yeah.
And we also have our friends Mad Woman. We have Quill Darling, singer-songwriter. We have Thomas Alain as well. So
Late Night Losers.
Yes, Thomas Alain, formerly of the Late Night Losers.
Yep. Five Door Sedan as well, as from all the way from Charleston, is coming into town. Yeah.
So you've got locals, you've got some nationals.
We do.
Some regionals.
Yeah.
And local artists and artisans.
Yeah, we have a live screen printer coming all the way from St. Pete. We have a couple artists and vendors from Jacksonville and from St. Augustine. And I think a couple from Tampa as well, who are making the drive all the way up for this.
And you can find more information at heartwoodsoundstage.com.
You absolutely can.
And you can find more information about Priscilla at priscilla.com. And you can see Priscilla, their performance from WUFT Amplified at wuft.org/amplified. It's on YouTube and all kinds of things. We'll share it here on the WUFT site. Anything else we need to know about the event tonight?
We do have a part of the proceeds from the screen printing and a raffle that will be going towards Upbeat GNV, which is a local music and mental health organization, just like supporting musicians in mental health, since obviously it is a rough career field to be in.
Yep. Know Alex Klausner, who helped set that up very well.
Yeah, our guitarist Max is also a part of it. And we have some sponsors that we are really excited to have, because as big as we've made it this year, we needed the extra help. So shout out to Fehrenbachers and Charlie Snow Shack and Kanapaha Botanical Gardens.
Yes, Kanapaha was kind enough to offer 2 annual membership passes as our raffle prize. So anyone who enters the raffle at the festival will potentially be in the running to win those.
And it's a outdoor show, so keep that in mind. But the weather should be pretty nice.
It looks pretty good.
Don't think there's any rain in the forecast. Mm-hmm. And the temperatures are rather cool, so it'd be very pleasant, I think, to have a nice outdoor show. At Heartwood Soundstage, it's the Sunshine Music and Arts Festival, the second annual. And I want to thank the organizer behind the event, Bella. And thank you, Michaela, from the band Priscilla, who are going to be performing. What time are you guys going on?
I believe we go on about 9:15, but you know how these things go. It could shift forward or backward or wherever. So
right.
Roughly 9:15.
Okay. And I guess before we go, what's going on with Priscilla? You guys have got one recording available, but anything else on the horizon?
On the horizon, yeah. We do have a song coming up soon, which is in the mixing and mastering process, which, for anyone listening who doesn't know what mixing and mastering is, it's just the process by which you tweak and perfect the music which you recorded, if that's a simple way of saying that, making it more magical than just the raw recording. So
conversations like more saxophone, and then other conversations now more bass.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is exactly what we've been talking about recently. On top of that, we also just released our Tiny Desk audition, and we are this weekend, like I said, finishing up our tour with Five Door Sedan, and I guess it's starting our tour with Jacob Sigmund. Past that, we're kind of focusing on recording even more music, because like I always like to say at our shows, once you record one new song, it feels like you should probably keep recording a couple other new songs.
If you got them, yeah. I mean, is writing a constant thing, or as it comes to you? I mean, how's the songwriting process work?
I would say as a band and as a unit, we are constantly writing. Even with our old, like, existing music and music we already have out, we're still constantly making tweaks, constantly adding, oh, this would be really cool if we did this. Oh, we should add a figure here. Like, I think something that's really special about this group is our songs are kind of ever-evolving and ever-changing, because every time we play them, we, like, I don't think we can help ourselves. It's like we have to add things. Like, we have to...
Is that part of your jazz backgrounds?
It must be. Yeah, we definitely also, like, We have our logic projects, which we send back and forth as well, which will, you know, tend to be in the late hours of the night.
Oh, yes.
So maybe when we wake up in the morning, they're not the best, but it's the process of sending them back and forth where they end up becoming the product that you hear on stage. So
lots of 2 a.m. uploads in
yes.
this group.
Why, yes.
In between studying for midterms, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Midterms, exams. You got horse riding that you do, your
yes.
competitions.
Really? Oh, competitive yes. Equestrian?
Yes. I compete on the UF Western team through the UF Equestrian Club. And I also am in the UF intermediate horse training class. So I have a 2-year-old horse that belongs to the university that was assigned to me that I've been training since August. So I wear many hats.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been trying to convince her to play bass on that horse for a video for social media because I think that'd be awesome. Yeah.
That would be cool. I'd watch that for sure.
Yeah, right?
All right. Well, something to look out for. Well, that's fantastic. The second annual, Sunshine, how'd you come up with the name?
I feel like sunshine, sunlight brings such a positive like image to your mind, and our brand is definitely very like colorful, funky, poppy, like bright. So I wanted to capture that with a simple word, which to me is like sunshine. Sunshine, sunlight, like, you know, a good day is what I was trying to capture with that.
It's definitely got that vibe.
Good. I'm glad.
All right. Well, the second annual Sunshine Music and Art Festival at Hartwood Soundstage. It's happening tonight from 5 until 11. Doors open at 5. The event starts at 6. And it's 30 art and food vendors, family-friendly activities, and about half a dozen local bands and national bands and artists. And you can find out more at heartwoodsoundstage.com and priscilla.com and, of course, wuft.org/amplified so you can see their episode, which will re-air again in April. So, Bella, Michaela, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
We'll see you at Hartwood.